You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC. Hard to imagine with weather like today that just a week ago, our region was battered by record-setting rainfall and high winds. Some people are still cleaning up or getting their power restored. WNYC's Habiba Noshin has this report from Hoboken, where floods brought the city to a near standstill. Turns out, it happens a lot.
101 to Central.
Marcela Rivera is a motor broom operator for the city of Hoboken in New Jersey. Her job is to clean up the mess after a storm. She operates a giant sweeper. It's a massive truck with countless buttons and steering wheels on both sides.
I'm going to turn the brushes on.
The brushes come out of the truck and start spinning as the machine sucks in the water and garbage. She describes what Hoboken looked like after the storm.
There was a lot of mud and umbrellas in the street, garbage, bottles, paper that the can man couldn't pick up because it was stuck in the street with the mud and stuff. So then the sweeper goes down and picks it up. The smell was horrible. It smelled like sewer water.
As bad as last weekend's storm was, the cleanup is nothing new for Rivera. Hoboken has a history of bad floods. Even city officials say so.
This is ongoing. This is historical.
That's Jennifer Mayer. She's the director of environmental services for the city.
We really have a situation that we can't do much about, unfortunately.
Like most cities in the Northeast, Hoboken has a combined sewer system. That means both rain and sewer water are carried into the same pipes to a treatment plant. But the aging system cannot absorb the water fast enough. So when it rains, sewers get clogged and begin to spit out the combined overflow into the street.
We're standing here in the hallway outside my office, but it's an area where we display all the sewer maps.
That's Philip Reeves. He's the project manager at North Hudson Sewerage Authority, which operates the wastewater treatment plant.
This is basically a map of Hoboken. I can point out some of the areas where we have regularly flooding issues.
He points to a giant computer-printed map behind a glass marked in blue lines. He says it's a known fact that some places in this town get hit exceptionally hard when it rains.
Primarily along Jackson at 3rd and 4th Street, 9th and Madison, 8th and Monroe, and some other areas down along Observer Highway and Patterson Plank Road.
But on the map near the Observer Highway, he points to something in the works that may be able to save Hoboken from excessive flooding. There is a new pumping station coming online.
The stormwater pumping station will basically force the flow out of the city and into the river.
But he acknowledges one pump is not enough to solve the problem, especially in heavy storms like the recent one. Jennifer Mayer, the environmental services director, says the city cannot afford an upgrade of the entire system. So it's exploring cheaper plants that would get Al Gore's seal of approval.
We will be implementing green, natural ways to try to improve the situation. And whenever we do any new construction, we make sure that it's constructed above the flood level.
The green spaces should help absorb the rain and the overflow and save the city money. But even Mayer admits that the green gardens in no way will help stop all the flooding in Hoboken. For now, the residents and the cleanup crew may just have to hope for sunnier weather this spring. For WNYC, I'm Habiba Noshin.
And you can visit our website to read how WNYC's Habiba Noshin was personally affected by the flooding in Hoboken. You'll also find some tips on surviving a future flood. That's at WNYC.org.